Blackstone Publishing presents 8 Keys to End Emotional Eating by Howard S. Farkas. This book is read by David DeVries. All charts, diagrams, and photographs that appear in the print edition of this book can be found in the bonus PDF file that accompanies your audiobook CD or download. To Debbie, for providing the balance that made this possible. Forward. Babette Rothschild, series editor, 8 Keys to Mental Health, author of The Body Remembers, Volumes 1 and 2. Emotions usually go hand in hand with eating. Our feelings primarily dictate when, what, and with whom we eat. We eat to celebrate, to console, to get energized, to relax, to remember, to commune. We eat when we are anxious or sad, and we eat when we are happy and joyous. Who has not eaten at times to curb sexual frustration or enjoy an afterglow? The pairing of emotions with eating is normal and most of the time is not problematic. However, when normal eating behaviors mutate into emotional eating, that is, uncontrolled and unwanted eating, that is problematic. In this volume, 8 Keys to End Emotional Eating, Dr. Howard Farkas sheds a much-needed spotlight on the types of emotional eating that are highly dysfunctional, leading to low self-image, weight gain, obesity, and ill physical and mental health. Wherever you live and whatever your culture, you and I probably share a lot of similar experiences with dieting, weight loss, and diet books. Speaking for myself, over my now fairly long life, nearly 70 at this writing, I have probably read the majority of books on nutrition and weight loss, and I have tried most of the popular diets. Weight Watchers, Atkins, now renamed Ketogenic, The Zone, South Beach, Intermittent Fasting, and so on. Over the years, I have had degrees of lesser and greater success. Looking back, I can see that my relationship to food and eating, to myself as well as body image, has gradually changed for the better. These days I rarely, less than once a month, overeat and never binge. Like most of my friends and colleagues, I have become much more conscious and conscientious about healthy food choices and portions. I eat fewer sweets than I used to, though I do make sure to have some dark chocolate every day. Thank goodness for those studies that proved it is healthy. That said, with regard to weight and diet, I consider myself to continue to be a work in progress. As I was reading this volume, I was reminded of the book that greatly impacted my relationship to food back in the early 1980s. Originally published...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?